Welcome to the God's Word portion of the worship from Daleville Christian Church. This Sunday, Daleville Christian Church observes an All Saints Sunday. If your church does not observe an All Saints Day or All Saints Sunday, why not suggest that yours does? Why? So that you too can be reminded that saint is a Bible word, holy ones, some versions say. Remember the saints in your own life, in your past and now, and give thanks to God for them. Hear these words from God's Word, from the book of Hebrews, the book of Romans, and the book of Revelation. The saints are windows through whom Christ shines. We are surrounded by a cloud of witnesses. Death has no dominion over them. And I heard a voice from heaven saying, "Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord. Blessed indeed," says the Spirit, "that they may rest from their labors, for their deeds live after them." And we affirm our faith from Ephesians in the second chapter, "But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God. Not because of works, lest anyone should boast, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." On All Saints Sunday at Daleville Christian Church, we remember those who walk in the good deeds that God prepared beforehand for them to do. The reading of God's Word for today is from the book of Revelation in the 19th chapter, verses 5 through 9, wherein we have a vision, a window, so to speak, into heaven. "A voice came from the throne saying, 'Praise our God, all you his servants, you who fear him, both great and small.' Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roar of rushing waters, and like loud peals of thunder, shouting, 'Alleluia, for our Lord God Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory, for the wedding of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. Fine linen, bright and clean, was given her to wear. Fine linen stands for the righteous acts of God's holy people.'" Some versions say God's saints. "Then the angel said to me, 'Write this, blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb.' And he added, 'These are the true words of God.'" And of course, you know that the bride of our Lord Jesus Christ is his church, the holy ones, the saints, those who have feared God, been in awe of God, both great and small. May the Lord add his blessing to this reading of his holy word. Today, Daleville Christian Church celebrates All Saints Sunday. The tradition continues here for Jesus' saints, and Daleville Christian Church knows that Jesus makes saints. So one question we will explore today is this: what makes a saint? Daleville Christian Church knows that it isn't what, but who. Who makes saints? Who makes saints? And the answer is Jesus. Jesus makes saints. One of our elders' favorite Bible verses, Romans 10:9, "If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved." You and I are saved two ways. We are saved from and we are saved for. We are saved from hell and we are saved for good deeds. And the Bible notations for those statements are there for you. all citations happen to be our affirmations of faith. So if you've listened to another sermon, excuse me, I always include the affirmation of faith for that day. And notice that salvation comes first, then the good deeds come. One doesn't do good deeds for the purpose of being saved. It doesn't work that way. One is saved, and then one does the good deeds that God has prepared for them to do. To be saved for special service is the very meaning of the word holy, something that has a special use. Or when speaking of temple utensils and tools, they are holy because they have a special use. Or when we speak of the saints of the church, they have a special use in the hands of our God. Items reserved for divine use. Items that serve divine purposes. That is us, all of us, who have given our hearts to the Lord. So the answer to the question, what makes a saint? Well, the short answer is Jesus. And therefore, many times, the churches have letters addressed to them as saints. Romans 1:7, to all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints. 1 Corinthians 1:2, unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints. 2 Corinthians 1:2, to the church of God, which is at Corinth, with all the saints, which are in Achaia. Ephesians 1:1, to the saints, which are at Ephesus. You get the picture. The common word of the apostles for the living believers in the churches is the word saint. That's the paragraph-long biblical explanation for what a saint is. So many American Christians find it easier to quit using the word saint. Most American Protestants have misused the word saint for so long, the Bibles in our pews, the New International Version, doesn't even use the word saint, using the word holy people or holy ones. I don't know if that is better. American Protestants don't know good definitions of holy or consider much of anything holy. These misunderstandings and ignorance can be found in popular culture. Some of you know a popular Western song entitled Ghost Riders in the Sky, a country song written in 1948 by American songwriter, film, and television actor Stan Jones. A number of versions were hits on the pop charts. Notable recordings were by Jones himself, Burl Ives, Vaughn Monroe, Bing Crosby, Johnny Cash, and even Peggy Lee. The song tells the story of a cowboy who sees ghostly cowboys riding after a runaway herd of cattle, described in devilish detail. The cowboys ride with great exertion without rest, trying to catch the devil's herd of cattle. The lyrics state, as the riders loped on by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell, a riding on our range, then cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you will ride, trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies. That expresses a lot of American Christian faith. If you want to save your soul from hell, then cowboy, change your ways today. Notice the song does not mention the name of Jesus. Notice that the emphasis, the key, even to escaping hell, is changing your behavior. Is this a simplified explanation because cowboys cannot grasp basic Bible verses? Or is the emphasis on changing behavior because cowboys have confidence that they got themselves into trouble and they are able to get themselves out of trouble? Is it not the more American way to save yourself, be self-sufficient, even in matters of salvation or saving yourself from hell? I suggest that yes, too many American pastors have told too many people for too long to change their ways, save yourself. And this is many people's Christian faith, or this is many Americans' interpretation of the Christian faith. And this viewpoint is more than wrong. This viewpoint is hopeless. What was our affirmation of faith today? Because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. For by grace you have been saved, and this is not your own doing. It's the gift of God, not because of works. Good works God has prepared for us to do, but we are God's workmanship. Daleville Christian Church affirms that you and I can't even walk in doing good works unless the Lord has given us a new life in order to walk in good works. What Jesus called being born again, made possible by Jesus. John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have life eternal. I would suggest that on All Saints Sunday, we remember the saints because they lived trusting in Jesus. Their hope was in Jesus. They, like us, described in Hebrews chapter 12, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, that's what the banner above me is for. A reminder of the cloud of witnesses, not limited to the names on the banner. Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. The race we don't decide, the course of the race we don't decide, the race course is marked for us. Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith, our Lord Jesus has set the race course we are running on. So how did the saints become saints? Trust in Jesus. Trust in Jesus. Trust in Jesus. Now, there are different ways that it's possible for the saints to trust in Jesus. We see some of these examples in the New Testament. Remember the report on Martha and Mary when Jesus dropped by? Martha was hard at work being a good hostess, just as the Bible outlines. Mary spent time with Jesus. We don't know about their conversation, but we could guess that Mary was being taught, even as Jesus wanted to teach Martha through Mary's example. So trust in Jesus as a teacher. Trust in Jesus' word. Jesus stated that Mary chose better than Martha. However, Martha, with Mary, is still a saint and recognized as a saint by the Roman Catholic and the Eastern Orthodox, the Lutheran and Episcopal communities. How about Zacchaeus? We don't know about Zacchaeus' conversation with Jesus. Remember that Zacchaeus was a tax collector. Zacchaeus spent time with Jesus. If I would label their conversation, I would suggest Jesus counseled Zacchaeus. Jesus declared, "Today salvation has come to this house because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost." Zacchaeus made it clear that he had defrauded taxpayers and would now make restitution. Zacchaeus would pay not only compensatory damages, but punitive damages as well, as much as fourfold the original fraud. And Zacchaeus declares this after having talked with Jesus. Jesus as counselor. Ever notice that Zacchaeus never said that he quit his tax collector job? You don't have to defraud people as a tax collector. It's just that many tax collectors did so. tax collectors bid for the jobs with a low figure to get the job and then collected more than was due. Zacchaeus could collect fair taxes. It was possible. Zacchaeus states that he was now dedicated to the poor. Luke chapter 19, verse 8. Salvation, Jesus declared first. Then Zacchaeus declared the good works that he could now do and would do, trusting in Jesus. It has to be trust in Jesus, because no other Pharisee or rabbi was going to declare that Zacchaeus was a true son of Abraham and therefore one of God's people. The only rabbi that did that was Jesus. Jesus was the only rabbi who was going to do that for a tax collector named Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus is also officially recognized as a saint by the Roman Catholic and Eastern Orthodox communions. They have their own criteria for sainthood. I'm using a biblical. How many times did Jesus state that healing had taken place because of the healed person's faith? And our affirmation of faith states, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it's the gift of God." How many of the saints came through illness, came through surgery, were restored to remission, or declared cancer-free? And the saints declared, "God did it, God did it, God did it," trusting in Jesus as healer. Mind you, we entrust the doctors and surgeons to Jesus' care also. And some doctors will admit that God made the difference. Modern American medicine is its own miracle, and we Americans could say, at those prices, it should be a miracle. But the miracle is also God's gift, the right medicine that works for the afflicted, mentally, physically, and spiritually. Our God, giver of light, giver of every good gift. And then, of course, Jesus the exorcist. We learned more about this last week, but Jesus told the disciples and us, this kind can come out only by prayer. By prayer, trusting in the power of Jesus to drive out demons. I can't help but think about last Sunday at our trunk and treat. I saw two scary masks and one Godzilla, who was 3 feet tall and therefore more cute than scary. But I said the same thing to all the witches that came up to the vehicles. "You're not going to scare anyone. You're too good looking." One girl declared that she was, after all, a good witch. But it was such a typical American thing for me to say. Nothing that looks good could possibly be evil, right? Wrong. You know who said that first in history? Eve, the wife of Adam. As she considered the forbidden fruit, Genesis 3:6. Americans try very hard to look good, completely forgetting that Satan himself looks great. Satan appears as an angel of light, and Satan is an angel, a fallen angel, but still an angel. So looking good isn't all that Americans think it is. Do you know how much money is spent on elective plastic surgery each year in this country? And I said elective surgery, not necessary surgery. $16.7 billion spent on cosmetic procedures in the U.S. in 2020. Demons and Satan's minions come out from within a person. The demons are not attached to our surface, and evil comes from within us. Some only comes out with prayer. Look good or not, only Jesus can make us do good. Again, our affirmation of faith today. We don't do our own makeover to be presentable to God. God makes us His handiwork so that we can do good. God makes us holy through Jesus Christ our Lord. Want to be the Lord's workmanship? Trust in Jesus. Trust in Jesus. Trust in Jesus. There is no secret to becoming a saint. The answer is always Jesus. Amen.